1-0-0. Whiskey 2 Kilo Golf Yankee, this is November Alpha 1-0-0. Whiskey 2 Kilo Golf Yankee, this is November Alpha 1-0-0, over. Whiskey 2 Kilo Golf Yankee, this is November Alpha 1-0-0, over. Whiskey 2 Kilo Golf Yankee, this is November Alpha 1-0-0. Whiskey 2 Kilo Golf Yankee, I have you weak. And you're coming in much stronger. Whiskey 2 Kilo Golf Yankee to November Alpha 1-0-0. That sounds like Steve. Good talking with you. Hey, welcome on board the International Space Station. And before we lose signal, I gotta say, beat Navy. Indeed, go Puffs. Army, as you know, already has a huge role, and they're going to continue, and the reorganization of DoD space assets under U.S. Space Command is only going to expand the role, and it just goes to show how important it is to the DoD, and the Army is going to continue to play a central role in it, and you guys are going to have a front seat in this transformation. Well, when I think back over my my career, the things that have got me through the tough times of thinking about serving something bigger than myself, and that's, and this experience up here is no different than that. While this has been professionally very rewarding and lots of fun, it's been challenging me in ways that I just never expected. And the thing that motivates me is just knowing that I've been serving my country since I showed up at West Point as an 18-year-old on the same day that Steve Hamilton did, and have been serving my country ever since then. And I'm continuing that now at NASA, continuing to serve in this role here, but also serving the international community and the International Space Station program, something even bigger than our own nation. Interference to that last question, if you would say again, over. Well, the crew of the International Space Station is diverse, and I think one of the best parts of the International Space Station program is that we represent how you can take people from different cultures and nations that maybe sometimes politically or even at odds with each other, that we can still solve complex problems and that we can meet challenges, and we're doing it daily up here, and it will be the legacy of the International Space Station program, is our ability to solve not just tough engineering problems, but tough operational problems, and it'll be an example for the entire world how tackling problems together can be a great way to unify nations. I did not copy the entire question. I heard something about satellites, lasers, and ISS, but I wasn't sure the entire full question, if you could repeat it. Whiskey 2, Kilo Golf Yankee, this is November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra, over. Okay, I copied your question that time, and you guys are asking the hardest questions that any interviewers have asked me while I'm on board, and I'm not sure that I know exactly how to respond to that. You guys are smarter than I am, probably, on satellite communications and some of the certainly DoD satellite constellations out there. Not something that we do interact with routinely up here.